And good morning and welcome to our WKRV I-70Sports.com Game of the Week as we get set for this one today in Beecher City. It is the Cowden Herrick Beecher City Bobcats and the Brownstown St. Elmo Bombers. And we'll give you the starting lineups for this one here today. Josiah Maxey will be leading off for Brownstown St. Elmo. He will be at center field. Adam Atwood will bat second. He is on the mound. Kate Schaub will hit third, and he is catching. Colin Maxey will hit fourth, and he is in left field. Elon Spiegel will hit in the sixth spot in the order, and he's playing short. Lane Stein is hitting seventh and playing first base. Lucas Powell actually is hitting seventh and playing right field. Corey Hoopengarner is playing third and hitting eighth. And Gavin Sanders is at second and hitting ninth. For Cowden Herrick Beecher City, Clayton Wojcik is leading off. He's at shortstop. Connor Nowitzki is in center field hitting second. Lane Jones is hitting third and playing third base. A.J. Radloff is at first base and hitting cleanup. Carson Evans is hitting fifth and playing second base. Wyatt Ruff hitting sixth and catching. Gage Lorton is hitting seventh and playing left field. Hunter Pope is the DH in the eighth spot in the order for the pitcher Kyle Lamb. And Blake Mueller is batting ninth and playing right field for Cowden Herrick Beecher City. It's our WKRV I-70Sports.com Game of the Week presented by the Cabin in Brownstown and Bluff Equipment in Bluff City. Coach Noble and Coach Beck, you meeting with the umpires at home plate. And again, like yesterday, they're talking ground rules and don't always know what they talk about. But so Beecher City, just right behind Beecher City High School. They've got a nice field, looks good. So able to get everything taken care of with the rains that we've had over the past few days, but everything looking good and ready to go. They'll have three games today. Red Hill will also be here, as both all teams will get a couple of games in for this one here today. So Brownstown St. Elmo gets set to head to the plate to start us off. CHBC getting set to break out of the huddle here in just a moment. Again, this is our WKRV I-70Sports.com Game of the Week. It is presented by the Cabin in Brownstown and Bluff Equipment in Bluff City. So Cabin Herrick Beecher City taking the field, and we are just about set to get this one underway here today. So Kyle Lamb taking his warm-up tosses as we get set to get this one underway here this morning. And there'll be a couple more games for these two teams. This will be our only broadcast, but we have a couple more games here today as Red Hill comes to town, so everybody gets a couple of games in. You see a lot of these round robins throughout the area on the Saturdays. Now, South Central today is their wooden bat classic, so they've got four total games on the day. South Central, Flora, Woodlawn, and North Clay, part of that tournament at the wooden bat classic down at Lions Field in Kinbundy. So we get just about set to go and get this one underway here today. Umpires have been here for a while, so they're all ready to go. And Kyle Lamb taking his final warm-up tosses as we get set for a baseball action here today. So much better than yesterday afternoon in the gale force winds that the Vandals played through playing Southwestern yesterday afternoon, where the wind was gusting at about 35 miles per hour. And it seemed to be a steady wind of about 20. Throughout the game that made it the coldest 65 degrees you're ever going to see yesterday afternoon. So much calmer, much nicer, not a cloud in the sky as we get started here today. It's supposed to be a high of 74, so we're probably not in the 50s, I'd imagine, right now at this point, probably low 50s. So here we go. Kyle Lamb ready to go on the mound. Josiah Maxey is ready to go at the plate as we get set for the start of this one. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. The first pitch of the morning is high for a ball, and it is 1-0. Josiah Maxey, one of the Bombers' three seniors, digs in for pitch number two from Kyle Lamb. He winds and fires, and a swing and a miss, and it's a ball and a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike on Josiah Maxey. Adam Atwood waits on deck. He'll be doing the pitching this morning for the Bombers. The 1-1 pitch, that is in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Josiah Maxey. Lamb looks in to get his sign from Wyatt Ruff, has the one he wants, winds and fires. Swinging a fly ball into right center field. Center fielder Nowitzki over to make the catch. And there is one down. So one out, and Adam Atwood will head to the plate for the Bombers. It'll be Josiah Maxey, Adam Atwood, and then Cade Schaub here in the first for Brownstown St. Elmo. So Atwood steps in. He's ready to go. Open stance at the plate. The first pitch to him is high for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes on Adam Atwood. Batting with one out, nobody on. Adam steps back in, ready to go. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. A ball and a strike. Kyle Lamb, right-hander for CHBC. Winds and fires with his 1-1 to Adam Atwood. That is in there. Caught the corner, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count on Adam Atwood. The next from Lamb. Misses outside for ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. I think from Wyatt Ruff's reaction, he was wanting him to go up the ladder a little bit with that one. The 2-2 pitch on the way. That is inside, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2 on Adam Atwood. The payoff pitch, swinging a foul out of play. And it'll remain full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The next payoff pitch to Atwood. Swinging a ground ball to third. Third baseman knocks it down, but he's not going to have a play. It would have been a relatively tough play, I think anyway, with Adam's speed to have been able to throw him out at first, but he is on at first, so it's a runner on at first with one out, and Cade Schaub will be the hit. So Cade Schaub steps in, gets the signs from head coach and third base coach Ryan Becky. Pitch to the plate, swing, and miss, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. On Cade Schaub, who looks back down at Coach Becky at third, now steps back in. He's ready to go. Lamb looks at the runner at first, comes set at the belt. His pitch to the plate is high, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Runner on at first, one out. We're in the top of the first inning, just underway. Cowden Herrick Beecher City in Brownstown, St. Elmo on this Saturday morning. The pitch foul into the screen, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. A.J. Radloff comes over, says something to Kyle Lamb as he gets ready with a 1-2 pitch on the way to Cade Schaub. Schaub digs in. He's ready to go. Lamb comes set at the belt, his pitch to the plate. Swinging a pop-up, fouling out of play. And it remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One and two, one ball, two strikes. And throw over to first, runner back in safely. 1-2, the count on Cade Schaub. The runner at first is Adam Atwood. He has a moderate, getting to a big lead. The next pitch, swing and a fly ball, pretty well hit into left center field. Center fielder Nowitzki over, left fielder over, and the center fielder makes the catch. Slipped a little bit after he made the catch, and the runner escapes on back to first, so there are two down. A long run over as Cade Schaub gave it a pretty good ride. And there are two down, and Colin Maxey will be the hitter. So Colin Maxey steps in with a runner at first, two down. Maxey ready to go. Now a throw over to first, and Adam Atwood is back without a slide and really before the tag. Well in and ready to go. First pitch to Colin Maxey. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike on Colin Maxey. Runner on at first with two down. The runner is going. The pitch is outside, and Wyatt Ruff lost the handle on the ball as he came up. But it is a stolen base for Adam Atwood. Coach Baker, he's going to bring in a courtesy runner. Calvin Velker will come in to run for Adam Atwood after he got to second. After he got into scoring position, he'll have Calvin Velker come in to run for him as the courtesy runner for the pitcher. Digging back in, Colin Maxey ready to go. 1-1 pitch on the way to it. Up and in for a ball, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. 2-1, two balls, one strike. Runner on at second, two down. 2-1 pitch on the way. Strike, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Runner on at second, two down. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball for the second baseman. Grabs it, gloves, throws, and threw it away. And the runner is going to come home to score. And it is 1-0, Brownstown St. Elmo on top. The interesting thing about that is the ball got away and went to the fence and stuck in the fence. So a runner on at first and a run in for the Bombers. The ball did. It got to the fence, and it stuck in the fence for a moment. So run in on the air, and Spiegel is the hitter. He squares the bunt, now takes it high, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Keelan Spiegel saw the Bombers last week on Friday. He did the catching. That pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1. Pitch. Swinging a ground ball. Second baseman over, makes the play, throws on to first in time, and the inning is over. So a run home for the Bombers. We head to the bottom of the first inning. 1-0, the Brownstown St. Elmo. We'll take a break on WKRB.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Stop by soon. The main showroom is complete. We have a lot full of vehicles spread all over the new concrete. Our lot has new lights, so come by at any time and check out all the inventory. We have some very cool vehicles, from fast sports cars to convertibles, and my favorite, some awesome trucks. Thanks for all your support. The new Northside facility is fantastic and is backed by some incredible people to help with both sales and service. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford.
Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900. Or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
Back here as we get set for the bottom of the first inning. And Adam Atwood taking his warm-up tosses. And the Bombers with a 1-0 lead. As Adam finishes up his warm-up tosses here in the bottom of the first, he will face Clayton Wojcik, Connor Nowitzki, and Lane Jones here in the bottom of the first. This is our WKRV, I-70Sports.com Game of the Week. It is presented by The Cabin in Brownstown and Bluff Equipment in Bluff City. Very nice day, a clear sky, and great day to get in some baseball games here today. I know Coach Noble had been a little concerned with all the rain we had if they'd be able to get this in today, but they got the field ready. Looks good. And we are set to go in the bottom of the first. So the Bombers got a run without a hit in the top of the first. And now Clayton Wojcik steps in to lead off for the Bobcats against Adam Atwood. And Adam, ready to go with his first pitch. Breaking pitch, and it bounces in there for a ball. 1-0, one ball, no strikes. Adam Atwood, one of the top pitchers, I would say, in the area. You start kind of looking at the guys that are the top pitchers in the area. I think he'd be on that list for sure. That pitch low, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. I think Cohen West, certainly from South Central, has put himself on that list. I think Brady Elder for the Vandals has. The 2-0. Misses outside, and it's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And then Altamont's got a, well, they got a stable. They got several guys you put on that list. 3-0 pitch. That's a strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 pitch. Breaking pitch, ground ball, foul outside third, and it's full. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on Clayton Wojcik, leading off for the CHBC Bobcats here in the first. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. The 3-2. Miss low, and it's ball four. So Clayton Wojcik is on as he gets the six-pitch walk. And Connor Nowitzki, left-handed batter, will step in for Bobcats. Made a couple of nice catches in the top of the first out in center field. He is ready to go. Atwood comes set. His pitch lays down a bunt. Back to the pitcher's mound. Atwood barehands it. Throws on to first in time. Sacrifice is good. And we got a runner at second with one out. And Lane Jones will be the hitter. So Coach Noble, knowing runs will maybe be hard to come by today, looking to get this one tied up if possible. He'll give his three and four hitters a shot at doing just that. First pitch here. Misses inside for a ball. 1-0. Coach Casey talked about that this morning on the Sports Connection in a lower scoring game. That's kind of what you look for. Just shoot for a run maybe in that first inning. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That's a strike, and it's 1-1. Good breaking pitch. One ball, one strike. 1-1. Pitch on the way. That's a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Lane Jones back in. He's ready to go. Right-handed batter, third baseman for the Bobcats. The 1-2. Swinging a little tapper out in front of the plate. Atwood fields it. Throws on to first in time. Two gone. So there are two gone. And now the runner over to third. So tying run 90 feet away as A.J. Radloff will step in for the Bobcats. A.J. Radloff steps in. Runner at third, two down. The pitch takes a breaking pitch in there for a strike. His breaking pitch is working well here early. 0-1, no balls and a strike. 0-1 on A.J. Radloff. The pitch swinging a pop-up, fouling out of play, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2, the count on A.J. Radloff. Runner on at third, two down. Atwood looks in, shakes off one sign, now has the one he wants, comes set. His pitch. This is outside. It gets away, and the runner going to try to score, and he will. And we're tied at one. So Clayton Wojcik scoring on a wild pitch. And that one got away, and we're tied 1-1 here in the first. So wild pitch, run comes home to score, and we're tied 1-1. Adam Atwood looking in to get the sign. His 1-2 pitch struck him out, swing and a miss, and the inning is over. The Bobcats are able to tie it. We head to the top of the second, tied 1-1. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. You own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm, ProWire can help. They even offer network accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. ProWire, your local experts for low voltage wiring needs, computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandeliaIL.com.
Spring is here, and warm weather is just around the corner. Is your air conditioning unit ready for the hot months ahead? Well, get a head start on it now by calling Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunter's can service all makes and models of AC systems. And if your unit won't make it through another summer, they can get you set up with a new one, too. They can also give you the rundown on geothermal. So just give Hunter's a call at 283-3224. 283-3224 for Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Back here for the top of the second inning. Kyle Lamb back to work for the Bobcats. And his first pitch is swing and a miss by Lane Stein, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike on Lane Stein leading off here in the top of the second. We're tied 1-1. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. It'll be Lane Stein, Lucas Powell, and Corey Hoopengarner here in the top of the second. The pitch. Strike three called, and there's one gone. So one out, and Lucas Powell will be the hitter. Lucas, right-handed batter, right fielder for the Bobcats, comes up with nobody on and one out. First pitch to him, swing and a miss, chase one high, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike on Lucas Powell. Kyle Lamb ready with his next. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 on Lucas Powell. He digs back in, ready to go. Pitch from Lamb on the way. Popped up on the infield. Foul ground. A.J. Radloff giving chase. Makes the catch. Two gone. So two out, nobody on, and Corey Hoopengarner will step in. Corey Hoopengarner steps in, nobody on, and two out. And first pitch to him. Tie for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count. The next high, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody on, two down for the Bombers. That pitch in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Corey Hoopengarner, right-handed batter, third baseman. Against the right-hander, Kyle Lamb, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Hoopengarner digs back in, ready to go. Lamb looks in, gets his sign, has the one he wants. Winds and fires. Strike three called, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Bombers in the second. We head to the bottom of the second inning. 1-1 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371. As a business owner, you know that every year brings new challenges and opportunities. The success of your business demands expertise and focus, and Country Financial can help you keep that focus by helping ensure that you have the right insurance protection in place to meet your goals. Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, your local Country Financial representatives, can help you create a customized insurance plan that has coverages designed just for your business. Give them a call today, 618-283-1054. Coverages may vary by state. Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Smack here for the bottom of the second inning. This is our WKRV I-70Sports.com Game of the Week, presented by the Cabin in Brownstown and Bluff Equipment in Bluff City. tied 1-1. Brownstown, St. Elmo, and Cowden-Herrick, Beecher City. It'll be Carson Evans, Wyatt Ruff, and Gage Lorton to hit for the Bobcats here in the bottom of the second inning. So Adam Atwood back to work. Each team scored a run without a hit in the first. Carson Evans, first pitch to him. Little tapper off his foot. And it's 0-1. No balls and strike on Carson Evans. 0-1 the count. Pitch. That is a strike, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Carson Evans. Right-handed batter, second baseman for the Bobcats. Waits on the next from Adam Atwood. It misses outside, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes on Carson Evans. He digs back in. Adam Atwood back on top. Looks in to get his sign. Has the one he wants. He winds and fires. Strike. Three called, one gone. Breaking pitch in there for a strike, and now Wyatt Ruff will step in to bat. The catcher for the Bobcats. Wyatt steps in, ready to go. Adam Atwood on the mound, looks in, gets his sign from Cade Schaub, winds and fires. Breaking pitch popped up. Foul ground, and it's going to get out of play. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Got a neat backdrop a little bit later in the spring when all the trees have bloomed beyond the left field and center field fence. Going to be it is a neat backdrop here. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Pretty nice little field tucked in right behind Beecher City High School. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Breaking pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Two gone. That was a tough, tough pitch. It got in on wide rough tight. It was a good curveball. Got in on in his kitchen. And there's two gone. And Gage Lorton will step in. That was a tough pitch. No balls. Two-strike pitch there. There's a breaking pitch, and I hit him. So Lorton is on as he gets hit with the breaking ball. Sometimes the breaking ball doesn't break, and that's what happened there. And now Hunter Pope will step in, the designated hitter. So Pope steps in. Runner on at first is Lorton. Pitch to the plate, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. 0-1 the count on Hunter Pope. Coming set is Atwood, the pitch. Swing, and a miss. He chased one high, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count. Atwood comes set. It's pitch. Swing, and a miss. Chase one high, and the inning is over. So Adam Atwood strikes out the side in the second. We head to the top of the third inning. 1-1 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
South Central FS Propane is committed to making your life easier with our budget billing and our summer fill programs. Our budget billing program offers monthly payments on your propane purchases spread out through the year to even your cost. Get the coolest savings on propane during the warmest months with our summer fill program. This program offers the opportunity to fill your propane tanks during the summer when the demand is less and the prices are typically lower. Contact your local South Central FS propane specialist today or visit us on the web at southcentralfs.com.
For over a century, First State Bank of Beecher City has been providing personal service to its friends and neighbors. Whether you're looking for personal checking and savings, mortgages, consumer or agriculture loans, the friendly folks at First State Bank of Beecher City will be happy to help. Stop by 101 South Charles Street in Beecher City or check them out online at fsbbc.com. First State Bank of Beecher City, a strong community bank with strong community values. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here for the third inning. It'll be the 9-1 and 2 up for the Bombers. Gavin Sanders, Josiah Maxey, and Adam Atwood. And Kyle Lamb back to work. His first pitch here is high for a ball. 1-0, one ball, no strikes. Both pitchers had very good second innings. The 1-0 pitch, that's strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Lamb struck out two in the second, and Atwood struck out the side. Pitch, swing, and a misses, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Gavin Sanders. Ninth place hitter for the Bombers. Right-handed batter, the second baseman. Right-hander Lamb with the next pitch on the way. It is high, and it is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2, the count. Two balls, two strikes, a pitch. This is outside for a ball. And it's full. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And there's one gone. So one out, and Josiah Maxey will step in. Josiah 0-for-1. He flew out to center back in the first. We're in the top of the third inning. Brownstown, St. Elmo, Cowden, Harry Beecher City tied at one. This is our WKRV, I-70Sports.com Game of the Week. Presented by the Cabin in Brownstown and Bluff Equipment in Bluff City. First pitch was in there for a strike. Josiah Maxey steps back in. Lamb's next pitch on the way. Fouled out of play, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count on Josiah Maxey. Adam Atwood waits on deck for the Bombers. Maxey waits on the 0-2 pitch from Kyle Lamb. Breaking pitch, stayed low, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on, one out for the Bombers here in the top of the third inning. The pitch on the way. Swing and a line drive, base hit into center field. First hit for either team is a one-out single for Josiah Maxey here in the third. And Adam Atwood will be the hitter. Adam reached on an error, stole the base, and then his courtesy runner came home to score back in the first. Adam steps in. He's ready to go. The first pitch to him. It's high for a ball. You know, I was watching Adam in the, on deck. He wasn't swinging with a weight. Doesn't wear batting gloves. He's kind of old school. No batting gloves. No. Yeah, 1-0 pitch instead of throw over to first. Runner back in safely. Josiah Maxey, the runner at first. For the Brownstown St. Elmo Bombers, they have a runner on at first, one out here in the top of the third. We're tied 1-1. Coming set is Lamb, his pitch to the plate. Breaking pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Both pitchers got their breaking pitches working well and keeping them down. That's always the key. One ball, one strike. The pitch stayed high with that one, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike on Adam Atwood. Lamb comes set. His pitch. The runner is going. The throw down to second. A good one. They got him. Wyatt Ruff neck. And there are two gone. So Josiah Maxey gets cut down by Wyatt Ruff at second base. And there are two out, nobody on for Adam Atwood, who's got a 3-1 count at the plate. A 3-1 pitch from Kyle Lamb is on the way. That is high. And it's ball four. So Adam Atwood is on with the two-out walk, and now Cade Schaub will step in. And Cade had to shed the shin guards, as most catchers will leave those on, even when they're due up, even in the on-deck circle, you'll see most catchers will leave those on there so they don't have to do that, put those back on. And a pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. That's the hard part. The chest protector is not as cumbersome to get on and off, but the shin guards are still pretty tough. The 0-1 pitch, high, 1-1, one ball, one strike. 1-1, one ball, one strike. Lamb looks at first, now comes set, his pitch to the plate. Swinging a pop-up, had him reaching. Foul ground, third base side, Ruff over to make the catch. And the inning is over. So a base runner, but nothing across for the Bombers in the third. We head to the bottom of the third inning. We're tied 1-1. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Over the past 70 years, LCB, CPAs and Advisors Limited have been providing exceptional accounting, tax, and bookkeeping services for their clients throughout the area. Their partners, Joe Kierlock, Mark Burnham, Beth Hawk, and Joe Barth, bring a wealth of knowledge in accounting, tax, and business consulting services. That's LCB, CPAs and Advisors Limited at 1007 North 8th in Vandalia, 315 West College in Greenville, and 1101 Main Street in Highland. You can visit them online, lcb-cpas.com.
Shopping local. We talk a lot about it, and everyone knows it's the right thing to do. It helps our friends and neighbors, and it helps our local economy. But remember that shopping local goes for that next car purchase, too. Yeah, it's really easy to get drawn out of town for a car purchase, but staying local just makes a lot of sense. That's because Hosick Motors in Vandalia is going to treat you right throughout the process. They'll get you a great deal on your next vehicle, and then they'll make sure that vehicle stays in top working condition with their award-winning service department. That's because Hosick Motors isn't looking for that one car purchase. They want you to be a customer for life. So before you head out of town, head over to Sunset Drive in Vandalia and see what Hosick Motors has to offer. Stop in and talk with their friendly staff, or you can check out their inventory anytime, 24/7, at hosicks.com. That's hosicks.com. Get a great deal and great service after the sale. Shop local. Shop Hosick Motors in Vandalia.
Back here for the bottom of the third inning. It'll be the 9-1-2. Blake Mueller, then back to the top of the order. Clayton Wochick and Connor Nowitzki for the Cowden Herrick Beecher City Bobcats. We're tied at one. Both teams scored a run in the first. Adam Atwood back to work. And the first pitch is a little bit low for ball one. 1-0 the count. One ball, no strikes on Blake Mueller, the right fielder for the Bobcats. Swing and a miss, and it is 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. To the leadoff man here in the bottom of the third, the pitch. That's a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Atwood struck out the side last inning. He has struck out four through the first two. The pitch. And missed a little bit inside. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. 2-2. Atwood's 2-2 pitch on the way. Missed up and in full. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Blake Mueller steps back in. He's ready to go. The 3-2 pitch on the way from Adam Atwood. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss, struck him out. So one out, and Clayton Wochick will step in. Clayton drew a walk and eventually came home to score on a wild pitch in the first. And he steps in here with one out and nobody on. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Wochick is a fly ball. Shallow center. Center fielder coming over. Cannot make the catch. I think he lost it in the sun. And it falls in. So Clayton Wochick will be on at first. And Connor Nowitzki will be the hitter. He laid down a sack bunt his first time up. Left-handed hitting center fielder steps in ready to go. The first pitch to him from Atwood, swing and a fly ball. Looks like the shortstop out, lost it, and it's going to fall in. The shortstop looked up. Bigel, I think, thought he had a bead on it, and then I think he lost it. This is a high, high sky. There's not a cloud in the sky. And it's first and second with one out, and Coach Becky is going to come out and talk with his team. That's a couple in a row that got lost in the sun, and I see him pointing at the sun right now. And, you know, one thing I don't see on a lot of the Bombers, a couple of them I do, but a couple of them, they don't have sunglasses on. And I think this is the day you almost got to. Unless you wear glasses, and then you don't have a choice, but it is a high, high sky. It would be easy to lose one today. And it's also, starting a game at 10 o'clock is not something that the players are used to. So it's a little different sky, a little different spot in the sun, the sky for the sun. And Lane Jones steps in with runners at first and second and one out. The pitch Alone in the Dirt. Good job by Cade Schaub. He came up with that one cleanly. So runners at first and second with one out for the Bobcats. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a line drive. Pretty well hit into center field. A base hit. Gets by the center fielder. One run is going to score. And Nowitzki digs for third. And on the throw to third, Jones will go ahead and take second. So it'll be second and third with one out. And Browns and count here at Beecher City with a 2-1 lead. So an RBI single from Lane Jones. And then he goes to second on the throw in. And now A.J. Radloff will step in with runners at second and third. And one out. So runners at second and third with one out and a run in for CHBC. The pitch to Radloff. This is outside for a ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. Beagle will field. Throw on to first. And it pops out of the glove of the first baseman. So everybody's safe. The run comes home to score. It'll be first and second, one out, and CHBC now leads it 3-1. Saw that happen in the Vandals game yesterday. Ball just popped out of the glove of the first baseman, and now Carson Evans steps in. First and second, one out. A 3-1 lead for the Bobcats. Pitch popped up on the infield. Sanders looks to be under it. It'll be infield fly, so it would have been an out anyway. He does make the catch, and there's two gone. So two gone, and Wyatt Ruff will step in. He's 0-1. He struck out last inning. Runners at first and second, two down. The pitch to the plate. Foul tipped into the glove of Schaub. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Runners at first and second, two down. Pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a drive. Well hit into left field. It is deep back to the fence, and the left fielder makes the catch, and the inning is over. I think if that goes over his head, it was close to going out. And the inning comes to a close. So CHBC comes up with a couple of runs. We move to the top of the fourth inning. The Bobcats lead the Bombers 3-1. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Depression, anxiety, and other life difficulties often strike older adults due to health changes and age-related losses. Treatment at the Center for Senior Renewal for you or your loved one can restore a pleasurable and satisfying quality of life. Talk with a licensed clinician for more information. Call them at 618-283-1731. That's 283-1731 for the Center for Senior Renewal.
Hi, I'm Kim Height with McKellar, Robertson, McCarty & Click Insurance Agency, your independent Pekin insurance partner. We are local and we are proud to support all of our kids in sports and academics here in Fayette County. After the game, make a note to stop by our office and discuss your current policies and future needs of your business, home, auto, and family. Pekin Insurance offers a variety of plans to meet your coverage needs. Give McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance Agency a call at 618-283-4200.
Back here for the top of the fourth inning. And Kyle Lamb now staked to a 3-1 lead. This is our WKRV, I-70Sports.com. Game of the Week is presented by the Cabin in Brownstown and Bluff Equipment in Bluff City. And we've actually had two of those this week. We had softball Monday. I think next week we might have three, actually. So we had a week there where we didn't have any, the week of Easter. And more than making up, this pitch, Wyatt Ruff back out there. He had to get the equipment on. He was the last hitter in the bottom of the third. So the Bobcats leading the Bombers 3-1 as we begin play here in the top of the fourth. So Colin Maxey will step in. He reached on an error his first time up. He's 0-1. Kyle Lamb on the mound. The pitch way high, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count on Colin Maxey. It'll be Colin Maxey, Keelan Spiegel, and Lane Stein to bat this inning. That pitch is high for a ball. And it is 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on Colin Maxey. The 2-0 pitch on the way. This is outside for a ball, 3-0. Not what you want to do after your teammates give you a lead. 3-0 the count. The next on the way. Strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Colin Maxey. We're in the top of the fourth inning. CHBC leading Brownstown St. Elmo 3-1. That pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 3-2. So 3-2, full count on Maxey leading off here in the top of the fourth. That pitch is low, ball four. So Colin Maxey gets a leadoff walk. And Keelan Spiegel will be the hitter. Spiegel 0 for 1. He grounded out to second his first time up. Spiegel steps in. He's ready to go. Throw over to first. They got the runner leaning, but he was able to get back. It was a quick toss over. They had him leaning, but he was able to get back in. He didn't have much of a lead. If he's another half step off, he's out. But he was able to get his foot back on the bag just in front. Pitch. That is a strike, and it's 0-1. Sometimes the best time to throw over to first was when the runner's taking his lead because he's not paying as much attention. The 0-1, swing, and a miss, and it's 0-2. But sometimes if you kind of catch them in the middle when they're starting to take their lead off, you get them going the wrong direction, and it's harder to get yourself going back. The 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out, and there's one gone, and the hitter will be Lane Stein. So Lane Stein will be the hitter. He's 0 for 1. He struck out in the second. Stein steps in, ready to go. Pitch to him, swinging a foul out of play. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. 0-1 the count. No balls and a strike. The 0-1, low for a ball, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Pitch. That is high, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Runner on at first with one out. Lane Stein steps back in. He's ready to go. Pitch to the plate. That's a strike, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Runner on at first, one out. Pitch to the plate. Misses outside, and it's full. 3-2. 3-2 the count on Lane Stein. Kyle Lamb back on top, looking in to get his sign. Has the one he wants. Comes set at the belt. His pitch. Fouled off of the catcher. I think it got a little bit of the umpire, too. And it remains full. I think it got a little bit of the umpire's hand. And that's the one place you don't have any protection. And he kind of walks that off a little bit. And the catchers and umpires have a code. And if one of them gets a nick, usually the other one, you'll see the home plate umpire dust off the plate, giving the catcher a minute after he'll get dinged or you'll see the pitcher go out or the catcher right there. Just what Wyatt Ruff did, go out and talk to his pitcher and give the umpire a minute after he gets dinged. So the 3-2 pitch from Lamb. High ball four. So it's first and second with one out, and Lucas Powell will be the hitter. See the umpire still flexing his hand. That's the one place you can't protect. Your hand's out there. Runners at first and second. And now Coach Becky wants to talk with Lucas Powell. Chat things over. A first and second, one-out situation here. We'll see what the Bombers want to do. Maybe get some runners in motion. We are at Beecher City High School. Calvin Herrick, Beecher City in Brownstown, St. Elmo. We're in the top of the fourth inning with CHBC leading the Bombers 3-1. This is our WKRV i70sports.com game of the week, presented by the Cabin in Brownstown and Bluff Equipment in Bluff City. So Lucas Powell digs back in. He's ready to go. Kyle Lamb comes set at the belt. His pitch to the plate. This is outside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Runner at second is Colin Maxey. The runner at first is Lane Stein for the Bombers. The 1-0. That is a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Foul back to the screen. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Runners at first and second. One out for the Bombers. 1-2. Pitch. Up and in for a ball. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at first and second. One out. Pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Shallow right. Second baseman out. Right fielder is going to drop in. Now, they may be able to get the runner at second, and they will. So Stein had to wait to see if that fell in, and by doing so, they were able to get him out at first. So what it ends up being is a fielder's choice, and it'll be first and third with two outs. So you call it 8-4. 8-4 will be how you score it, but it is a fielder's choice. So Powell will run the bases, and there are two gone in the inning. And the hitter is Corey Hoopengarner, and the first pitch to him is outside for a ball. So it is first and third now with two down. Pitch. This is outside, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count on Corey Hoopengarner. He waits on the next pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. 2-1. First and third, two down. Pitch, swing, and a miss, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Kyle Lamb trying to pitch out of this jam here in the top of the fourth. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the inning is over. So a couple of base runners for the Bombers, but nothing across. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. CHBC leads Brownstown St. Elmo 3-1. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Are you looking for a safe and reliable way to grow your money? The FMB Community Bank has got you covered. Enjoy a 91-day auto-renewing CD with 5.09% APY, 5.03% APY on a 9-month CD interest due at maturity, and a 4.49% APY on a 14-month CD compounding monthly. A minimum balance of $1,000 is required to obtain the annual percentage yield on the CD specials. APY on CDs less than 12 months are based on them automatically renewing or being renewed. Visit them online at www.thefmb.com or call 618-283-1141 for more information. The FMB Community Bank, Vandalia, Greenville, Mulberry Grove, Ramsey, and Patoka. Member FDIC.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth inning. It will be Gage Lorton, Hunter Pope, and Blake Mueller to hit for the Bobcats. They lead it 3-1 as Adam Atwood is back to work. First pitch to Gage Lorton is a strike, and it's 0-1. Lorton was hit by a pitch his first time up. The 0-1 pitch from Atwood to Lorton, breaking pitch. Whew, that was a nice one in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count. The pitch. Swing and a foul out of play, and it remains 0-2. No balls, two strikes. On Gage Lorton, left fielder for the Bobcats. The 0-2. On the way. Breaking pitch, swinging a fly ball into right center. That's going to fall in for a hit. So Lorton is on with a hit. Curveball hung up just a little bit, and he was able to guide it into right center field for the base hit. And now Hunter Pope, the DH, will step in. We'll see if Coach Noble might have him bunt, maybe get a guy into scoring position. We'll see. Yep, he is. He's bunting, bunts that one foul, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Bobcats lead the Bombers 3-1. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Atwood looks in. As the one he wants, comes set his pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 now. No balls, two strikes on Hunter Pope. Atwood looks at the runner at first, comes set. His pitch, swing and a foul out of play. And it remains 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Hunter Pope. Blake Mueller waits on deck for the Bobcats. Atwood comes set, his pitch. Swing, a little bloop. Foul ground. Stein over to make the catch, and there's one out. It's kind of a weird one. It had a little English on it, kind of tailing away. A pretty good play by Lane Stein to run it down. A lot of foul ground here. They got plenty of room. It's old Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, whatever it's called now, for the last year they're there. Throw over to first. Runner was leaning, but the throw was high, so he was able to get in. But the A's will be in Sacramento next year and the next before eventually potentially moving to Vegas. Swing, a little bloop. Looks like Sanders is going to be under it at second base. He is. And there are two gone. And read today that the Arizona Coyotes are moving to Salt Lake City. They've been bought by the same owner that owns the Jazz, and they'll be moving to Salt Lake City. So Salt Lake City will be a two-sport town now. Breaking pitch low. The runner is going. Throw down to second. Did he get him? No. Wasn't able to get the tag on him. They thought they had him, but the base umpire says, no, you missed him, and it's a stolen base. And Lorton is into scoring position for Clayton Wojcik. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Just outside, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. On Clayton Wojcik, who singled and scored his last time up, walked and scored in the first. Breaking pitch. In there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Clayton Wojcik. Pitch to the plate. That's a strike, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second, two down. Wojcik waits on the next from Atwood. He comes set. His 2-2 pitch. Low, and it's full. 3-2. Full count. Full count on Wojcik. He digs back in, ready to go. Atwood looks in to get his sign from Cade Schaub. Has the one he wants. Looks at the runner at second. He'll go to the plate. Breaking pitch, high ball four. Wojcik is on for the third time today. He's walked twice and got a hit. And he's been on base three times. Connor Nowitzki will step in. He had a single and came around to score his last time up. And he bats here with runners at first and second. And two down. The first pitch to him. Swing and a pop-up. Foul ground. Hoopengarner in foul ground at third makes the catch, and the inning is over. But we head to the top of the fifth inning. CHBC leads Brownstown St. Elmo 3-1. We'll take a break on WKRV.